an interesting halacha associated with Shev Brachot that's discussed by the Poskim is can or should they be said even if the Kala isn't present at the Suda. So it sounds a bit bizarre to have a Shev Brachot celebration without the Kala being there. And perhaps in some communities that's the norm. But in actual fact, this is a real shaila that I was asked a few years back. One Friday night in Shul, I saw a newly married Chatan. I went up to him, I wished him a very warm Mazel Tov, and asked him how his new wife was. And he said, terrible. He said, terrible, gewalt. That wasn't a very good answer. But it turned out that she wasn't terrible per se as a chefza or a gavra, but that she was feeling terrible. She'd come down with some sort of a vomiting bug and she was laid up in bed. But they didn't have any food in their apartment, so he was going to go to the Shev Brachot as planned. But he wanted to know, should they still say the Shev Brachot at the end of benching? So in actual fact, this seems to be a machloket between the Ritva and the Ran. According to the Ritva in Masechet Sukkah and Masechet Ketubot, both the Chatan and Kala need to be at the Suda, because the Simcha of the Chatan isn't complete unless the Kala is there as well. But according to the Ran in Masechet Sukkah, even if only one of them is present, then you also say the Shev Brachot, there being a mitzvah to be Mesamech the Chatan, and maybe Mesamech the Kala during this week. And apparently if you put on a good meal for him, then he'll be happy, even if his new bride isn't there alongside him. In practice, this seems to be Machloket Achronim. Rav Eliashiv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky are reported as holding that if the Kala isn't there, then you can still say the Shev Brachot, because there's still the Simcha of the Chatan. But Rav Moshe Sternbach disagrees based on the Nusach of the Bracha. The Nusach of the Bracha is Mesamech Chatan Im HaKala. This is about the Simcha of the Chatan together with the Kala. What if it's the other way round? The Kala's at the Suda, but not the Chatan. The Maharam Shik has a tshuva on this in Chelek Even HaEzer Simen Tzadik, where apparently the Chatan went off on a business trip during the Shev Brachot week, and he wasn't even back for the Shabbat Shev Brachot. He says that in that case, it's pashut not to say the brachot, because the mitzvah is certainly not to be mesamech the kala without the chatan. But what if the chatan and kala leave the suda early and aren't there when it comes to Birkat HaMazon? It could happen that their honeymoon flight is moved 3 hours early and they have to leave the wedding dinner straight after the first course. So I would suggest, in that case, benching before they leave, having some sort of hefsek, dancing, speeches, Maariv, Daf Yomi, commentary routine, a shir, all these sorts of things. And then serve the subsequent courses, and people will either wash and make hamotzi again, or they'll just say brachot on whatever they eat. But let's say that didn't happen. And when it comes to benching, they've already left. So this is also Machloket HaPoskim. Rav Moshe Sternbach is reported as ruling that one shouldn't say them. But Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva on the subject. And he brings sources to suggest that it's like Yalev Yav on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, if you start the Suda in the day, even though when you bench it's already night time and not Rosh Chodesh any longer, you still say Yalev Yav because part of the meal was eaten on Rosh Chodesh. So here also, if the Chatan and Kala were present for part of the meal, then there's a Chiyuv of Shev Brachot. It would appear that the essential Chakira here is the question of whether the Chiyuv of Shev Brachot is generated by a meal at which the Chatan and Kala are present, in which case you bench with them even if the Chatan and Kala have left, or whether the purpose of the Shev Brachot is to bless the Chatan and Kala, in which case if they're not there, then the blessings are redundant. Ad kan.